What's up? Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, on the commute in Cleveland, Ohio. It's Tuesday, December 12th or 11th. Almost Christmas is going to be here. It's then 2019 is going to be here. I'm just driving. I see a bunch of We Buy Houses cash signs. So I don't know. I think that bandit sign thing is still alive and well. It must work. Or people think that it works. I don't know. But I'm going to be calling on those individuals to try to get them on my buyer's list for and networking for real estate investing. So obviously they're trying to invest in real estate. They're trying to get wholesale deals. And I met with a broker owner yesterday, a local brokerage here in Cleveland. And their niche is investment properties. They consider themselves real estate investors first, and then they have the brokerage to list properties as real estate agents and also to manage properties as well, third party. So they have a similar story and trajectory that we have at FAST, but sounds like they have their things organized a little bit differently. So we will see. Hopefully I'm going to be doing some collaborations and working with and partnering with them on deals, and I appreciate the fact that people are working together here in Cleveland. Even though we compete against each other, they know that or what I found is that the people who truly have success and scale in this business work with others that in the industry, even though they might be competing against each other. So we all have different relationships, and we're just leveraging those relationships amongst each other to get deals done. So that's how it should be. Keep that moving if you're in this business and you need to meet with people in your industry, your competition, your peers, so you know what's going on. They may have really good advice on operations, on what they're doing that could really help your business and vice versa. So what I do is I look to always, and this has been a formula, so to speak, for I think the success that I've had in my career, is that I'm always looking to help someone else without anything in return, because I know that relationship is going to help in the future in my business, even though it may not ever come to fruition. But they may refer me to somebody just because, you know, I helped them do something. And it's amazing what people will do for you if you've helped them in the past and you ask them for a favor. So I always emphasize that. Build, you know, people talk about building relationships. Well, how do you build relationships? You, number one, get to know that other person as much as possible, and then you try to help them in what you or what they are trying to achieve in life. I can't remember, it might have been Zig Ziglar or Brian Tracy who said that you can get anything you want in your life as long as you help somebody else get what they want in life. So I've practiced that. It's worked. So I'm not just blowing smoke or trying to regurgitate what some of these quote-unquote life coaches regurgitate. They're reading some books and then they're packaging it up and calling themselves a life coach or whatever. I've actually, you know, and you know, I encourage you to do the same. I could be full of shit, but just need to do it, try it for yourself. If it works, then it does. If it doesn't, then, you know, it doesn't. We got to always evaluate what is out there and what's going on. I would tell you that with this approach, it's going to take a long time to see the results. So, you know, being in this business for 2 years, trying to leverage my relationships, I have not, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, I've not paid for any kind of marketing formal marketing to market my services. They've all been referrals and also current relationships that I have and people knowing what I do. So, you know, they approach me and ask me, they have an issue or a problem that needs to be solved from a real estate perspective. I help them. And then when they see, you know, the expertise that I have, they normally end up utilizing my services and I get paid. So, but I'm not expecting to get paid. I'm only expecting to help people. Obviously, you have to make a living and you need to try to sell yourself as much as possible. But at the same time, I'm in the belief that you can't sell anything to anybody unless they've already bought it. Meaning, you know, if somebody is not looking for your services or aren't interested, you can't sell somebody to use your services. If somebody's not looking for a home, if somebody's not looking for an investment property, they're not going to use your service. They just need to know that you're there, you're here to help. Even if it's not in real estate, if they think, man, this guy's helpful and it wasn't even in real estate, they're more than likely going to utilize you for real estate related purposes down the road, because they know that you're honest, fair, sincere, and a good guy, a good girl. And why wouldn't they want to work with you? Because this business is about trust. People are trusting you with some major decisions in their life, buying properties, whether for investment or for their own personal use or occupancy. And that decision is only made probably once or twice in a lifetime, maybe more if they're investors, but it's not made very often. So they really need to trust who they're working with. And I think, again, that's what I think has enabled me to progress forward in this business, is that people can trust me. I do what I say, and, you know, even though it might take longer or they're not satisfied with the quality or speed, but they know what they're getting. So as long as they know what they're getting, they know, I think that people would rather have that versus going out and rolling the dice with somebody they don't know, and they know that they're not going to get, or they might not get, the service and the quality out of that individual. So sorry, I lost my train of thought there, but, you know, just keep plugging away. You need to apply patience to, you know, give it whatever business you're in, especially in real estate. You got to give it a few years to build up and accumulate. And, you know, you can see progress, hopefully, within the first year. But if not, you just got to keep with it. I've been working this business for 2 years now, not anywhere near the income goals I want to be at. So you just have to continue to, if you believe in it and you enjoy it, then you just have to keep with it. If, you know, again, you'll figure out a way to make money somewhere if you need to, but, you know, don't give up on your business. With that, I'll leave that segment. I will come back with another. Until next time, keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing. What's up? Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services on the commute in Cleveland, Ohio. It's Tuesday, December 12th or 11th. Almost Christmas is going to be here. Then 2019 is going to be here. I'm just driving. I see a bunch of We Buy Houses cash signs. So I don't know. I think that bandit sign thing is still alive and well. It must work. Or people think that it works. I don't know. But I'm going to be calling on those individuals to try to get them on my buyers list for and networking for real estate investing. So obviously they're trying to invest in real estate. They're trying to get wholesale deals. And I met with a broker owner yesterday, a local brokerage here in Cleveland, and their niche is investment properties. They consider themselves real estate investors first, and then they have the brokerage to list properties as real estate agents and also to manage properties as well, third party. So they have a similar story and trajectory that we have at FAST, but sounds like they have their things organized a little bit differently. So we will see. Hopefully I'm going to be doing some collaborations and working with and partnering with them on deals. And I appreciate the fact that you know, people are working together here in Cleveland. Even though we compete against each other, they know that, or what I found is that the people who truly have success and scale in this business work with others that in the industry, even though they might be competing against each other. So we all have different relationships, and we're just leveraging those relationships amongst each other to get deals done. So that's how it should be. Keep that moving if you're in this business and you need to meet with people in your industry, your competition, your peers, so you know what's going on. They may have really good advice on operations, on what they're doing, that could really help your business and vice versa. So what I do is I look to always, and this has been a formula, so to speak, for I think the success that I've had in my career, is that I'm always looking to help someone else without anything in return, because I know that relationship is going to help in the future in my business, even though it may not ever come to fruition. But they may refer me to somebody just because, you know, I helped them do something. And it's amazing what people will do for you if you've helped them in the past and you ask them for a favor. So I always emphasize that. Build, you know, people talk about building relationships. Well, how do you build relationships? You, number one, get to know that other person as much as possible, and then you try to help them in what you or what they are trying to achieve in life. I can't remember, it might have been Zig Ziglar or Brian Tracy who said that you can get anything you want in your life as long as you help somebody else get what they want in life. So I've practiced that, it's worked, so I'm not just blowing smoke or trying to regurgitate what some of these quote-unquote life coaches regurgitate. They're reading some books and then they're packaging it up and calling themselves a life coach or whatever. I've actually, you know, and you know, I encourage you to do the same. I could be full of shit, but you just need to do it, try it for yourself. If it works, then it does. If it doesn't, then, you know, it doesn't. We got to always evaluate what is out there and what's going on. I would tell you that with this approach, it's going to take a long time to see the results. So, you know, being in this business for 2 years, trying to leverage my relationships, I have not, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, I've not paid for any kind of marketing, formal marketing, to market my services. They've all been referrals and also current relationships that I have and people knowing what I do. So, you know, they approach me and ask me, they have an issue or a problem that needs to be solved from a real estate perspective. I help them, and then when they see, you know, the expertise that I have, they normally end up utilizing my services and I get paid. So, but I'm not expecting to get paid. I'm only expecting to help people. Obviously, you have to make a living and you need to try to sell yourself as much as possible, but at the same time, I'm in the belief that you can't sell anything to anybody unless they've already bought it. Meaning, You know, if somebody is not looking for your services or aren't interested, you can't sell somebody to use your services. If somebody's not looking for a home, if somebody's not looking for an investment property, they're not going to use your service. They just need to know that you're there, you're here to help. Even if it's not in real estate, if they think, man, this guy's helpful and it wasn't even in real estate, they're more than likely going to utilize you for real estate related purposes down the road, because they know that you're honest, fair, sincere, and a good guy, a good girl. And why wouldn't they want to work with you? Because this business is about trust. People are trusting you with some major decisions in their life, buying properties, whether for investment or for their own personal use or occupancy. And that decision is only made probably once or twice in a lifetime, maybe more if they're investors, but it's not made very often. So they really need to trust who they're working with. And I think, again, that's what I think has enabled me to progress forward in this business, is that people can trust me. I do what I say, and you know, even though it might take longer, or they're not satisfied with the quality or speed, but they know what they're getting. So as long as they know what they're getting, they know. I think that people would rather have that versus going out and rolling the dice with somebody they don't know, and they know that they're not going to get, or they might not get, the service and the quality out of that individual. So sorry, I lost my train of thought there, but you know, just keep plugging away. You need to apply patience to, you know, give it whatever business you're in, especially in real estate. You got to give it a few years to build up and accumulate. And, you know, you can see progress, hopefully, within the first year. But if not, you just got to keep with it. I've been working this business for 2 years now, not anywhere near the income goals I want to be at. So you just have to continue to, if you believe in it and you enjoy it, then you just have to keep with it. If, you know, again, you'll figure out a way to make money somewhere if you need to, but you know, don't give up on your business. With that, I'll leave that segment. I will come back with another. Until next time, keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing.